This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chris and Amy show on KMOX. In a few moments, we are expecting to visit with AccuWeather meteorologist Bill Dagher. We'll find out what's coming our way. And as we look out the window, downtown St. Louis, there are big, fat snowflakes happening.
They're beautiful.
It is so pretty.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It could be if you love spring training.
If you love spring training,
which is
snowflakes
happening today. Let's get a quick call in. Afton, Mark, you're on KMOX.
Hello, you two. I hope you have a wonderful pre-Christmas snow.
Yeah, well, I think this is post.
Well, pre for
I
next
guess it
year.
Could be pre.
Very,
you're right.
Very pre.
It's extremely pre.
So it's for this year. It's pre.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Bailey, I'm a Republican, and he's a Republican, but he's not doing his job, and I would really like him to do his job. He's doing things for the national events, national things, because he's trying to go forward in his career, but not for Missouri. And that is simple. Is if the law is being broken in Missouri, then he needs to enforce it. That's what he's paid for. That's what he's hired for. But he hasn't touched a single one of the illegal gambling machines that are out there. And the companies and the stations and plus that have those are illegal. But he hasn't touched a single one of those.
Thank you for calling in. We love to hear from our listeners and really appreciate you calling in. Like you said, a Republican, he's a Republican, but you're frustrated. We'd love to hear from our listeners. What would you want the Attorney General focusing on? Maybe you do want him focusing on, you know, Starbucks or Costco or China, but maybe, like our caller, just wants him to focus on Missouri-specific issues like the gambling or gaming terminals. Raj brought up Westlake Landfill. How can we bring more attention to that?
So Andrew Bailey did last summer. He was getting criticism from local groups for not focusing on Westlake or having inaction toward it. It doesn't look like he's really done anything, though Senator Hawley has. He's been at the forefront of this, advocating for it in Congress. And while I do not agree with him politically on this, he is absolutely spot on. It is arguably the biggest issue in the St. Louis area because it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got radioactive waste and people are being exposed to it. It's stunning to me that we don't talk about it every single day, to be honest.
Yeah.
So Senator Hawley's on it. Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General, does not appear to have a ton of interest in it, though he did tweet about it back in January, congratulating Senator Hawley and Don Chapman from Just Moms STL about their action on it. But I would agree with Mark.
Yeah.
Worry about the state. Now the state, it's not necessarily sexy. It doesn't play nationally so much. But maybe if you were able to take serious action and sue the right people as it pertains to a massive nuclear waste dump, maybe that would play nationally a bit.
Yeah. And so thank you,
if
Mark.
If that's what you're worried about.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark, for calling in, because, I mean, we want to hear from you guys. Like you said, Mark, worrying about the terminals, the gaming terminals. What do you want Attorney General Andrew Bailey to focus on? You can text us 314-436-7900. You can also call us on that number like Mark did. You can text us again 314-436-7900. Also on the Odyssey app, there is the KMOX page on the Odyssey app, and on that main KMOX page, there's the microphone icon. Leave us a voice message, and if we hear from you, we'd love to get your thoughts on the air later on in the show.
We would love to. We'd love to get the people. Yes, so the snow is coming down. We are still trying to effort our AccuWeather meteorologist. Maybe he is caught up in it. Hope he's okay.
I'm a little worried. When I was coming in this morning, 70, like way out west, I think around maybe west of, right at Wentzville, they said it was starting to cover 70 a bit. But that was an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, Kansas City was supposed to be really getting it today.
Yeah. I think we should speculate about where it is.
If you've seen the snow, light it up. 314. No, don't.
I see it.
Oh, wow. There are huge, big flakes.
Yeah.
They're all happening right now in St. Louis. I'm really hoping, Amy, that we've had, look, the winter leading up to December was pretty underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I kind of like when it's snowy around Christmas time.
Yeah.
I like that. And we just didn't get much of that, right? However, we're getting it now.
Yeah.
In like January, February. We're getting it now, which is still good.
Yeah.
But it's like misplaced. So I'm really hoping that when we get to Mardi Gras, which is a big outdoor thing, and people come into town for it, hope the weather's decent. Hope it's decent for St. Patrick's Day. And of course, opening day is around the corner as well. So we are joined now on the guest line by Bill Dagher, AccuWeather meteorologist, who joins us on KMOX. Bill, good to talk to you.
Hey, good to be here, guys. How are you?
We're great. We're looking out the window. We see snow. So how much are we going to end up getting, and how bad is it going to be on the roads?
Yeah, really big snowflakes right now. Some places dealing with some sleet mixing in with that snow as well. And this would probably be the heaviest period of snow here over the next couple of hours. But we could see it accumulate through the evening with these temperatures near or even just below freezing at times. So our current forecast, 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet through the evening. Of course, colder air moving in after that. So it's going to be a slippery evening commute. And I still think there could be icy spots as we're starting our day tomorrow as well, even though the precipitation will be done by then.
When you look at the St. Louis area, the bi-state area from St. Louis, Southern Illinois, and then moving out west into St. Louis County, what areas will be the hardest?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last hit.
Yeah, you know, the areas are further north and west where we do expect some colder air to be out there with this system. We'll probably get toward that higher end of that 1 to 3 inch range. You have to go pretty far to the north and west. You know, we're talking about closer to Columbia and up toward Hannibal and Quincy to see amounts approaching 6 inches. So I think 1 to 3 is a pretty good bet for most of the listening area. Areas further south and east, closer to Cape Girardeau, probably will struggle to get an inch. So, yeah, it does depend on where you at, how much you will get.
Okay, so it's not terrible, but the road still could be fairly treacherous in the morning. That's a main takeaway here, probably, right?
Yeah, because those temperatures, after they drop below freezing later today, they're going to go down all the way to 16 tonight.
Ooh,
we will have a little bit of wind, which will help dry some things out. But if things freeze up, that ice is not really going to go anywhere until tomorrow morning's commute. So some of those untreated secondary roads and surfaces will be most susceptible to some icy spots tomorrow.
Are you okay if the driving, if the roads have been heavily treated? 16 is cold, but I guess not terrible.
Yeah, you know, take it slow. You know, even if it looks like the roads are just wet out there, which some of the major roads could be through the evening, nighttime, and early morning hours, you know, just assume that there might be a little bit of ice still there, especially on bridges and overpasses. That cold air going underneath the bridges and overpasses keeps that temperature on those road surfaces lower. So especially an issue on that type of surface.
We were obviously waiting all morning for the snow to hit. Is this just a slow moving storm?
We had some dry air to overcome. The humidity was quite low for a while this morning. So it ended up snowing quite a bit in the upper atmosphere and didn't really make it down to the surface until just recently here. So sometimes you have to deal with that at the beginning of a storm, a couple of hours worth of what's called virga. That's precipitation falling into dry air. And it takes a little time for the atmosphere to become saturated and full of moisture. And that's what we, of course, have right now.
AccuWeather meteorologist Bill Dagher is with us. So we are keeping an eye on what's going on now. Kind of hard to ignore it. But I'm also curious, you know, this is the time in St. Louis where we're getting close to a lot of outdoor activities that are happening. We have a Mardi Gras coming up. We've got St. Patrick's Day. And then, of course, opening day will happen. And any idea of what to project or what kinds of weather we could expect? Or should we start really, really warming up by then?
Yeah, you know, we can look out pretty reliably for the next couple of weeks to give you an idea what the temperature precipitation trend is. After that, it gets a little fuzzier, but I'll try to shed some light on that. It definitely in the short term here, the next 2 weeks or so, it looks solidly cold, other than a few days here and there where temperatures can climb up, like Saturday, for an example, into the mid-40s. We're talking about 30s and 20s during the day for the most part, better part of the next 2 weeks, and nighttime lows, single digits and teens, maybe some opportunities for some snow as well. And then as you get toward the end of February, the beginning of March, you know, when more of those outdoor activities can happen, still looks a little chilly then. I am hopeful, though, that as we head into perhaps the middle of March, temperatures may begin to warm up by then. Precipitation still looks above average that time frame because of the weather pattern we're in. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. Maybe we will see some warmer weather, but it comes with maybe some wetter weather as well.
What about travel issues, specifically at airports flying out? Will we see any issues in St. Louis at the airport? And if not in St. Louis, what surrounding cities might cause delays?
I'm sure we're going to see some issues at the airport here just because of how heavy this precipitation is moving through here in the short term. Now, it's not going to be that heavy all day, but there still could be delays from de-icing with temperatures below freezing. And it's not just St. Louis where we have to look for that. Looking at some of the other major hubs across the country, like Chicago and Atlanta, they're getting weather there as well. Chicago is going to see up to 6 inches of snow into tonight. Atlanta's going to see some heavy rain and thunderstorms. So even if it improves in St. Louis, which it will by tonight, you could be facing issues, delays, thanks to what's happening elsewhere across the country.
I'm also thinking a little bit about the upcoming summer, which here in St. Louis, it's always gross. It's always hot and gross. It seemed to me like our last summer wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been. Is that about right?
So looking back to last, let's look from May to August, looks like temperatures were just barely above average. So it was a pretty typical summer. There weren't many 100-degree days. I'm counting them up right now. Looks like there were three of them. So that's pretty low as far as 100-degree days go. So, yeah, it wasn't terrible last summer. It ended up being a fairly average summer temperature-wise, precipitation-wise.
So will it be, you know, are we going to have a lousy one this time? Are we due for it? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you know, it's still a little bit of ways out here. We can look at what's called La Nina in the Pacific Ocean. That's when you have cooler than normal ocean waters in the Central Pacific. Sometimes that can portend what happens in North America. So typically in a La Nina summer, it's a warmer than average summer. So perhaps we lean in that direction again here. Of course, you know, still in early February here, so hard to tell too precisely what's going to happen. But if I had to put my money on one way or another, probably be toward a warmer than average summer.
Oh, gross. Okay, that's
gross.
Yeah, not a big fan. I hate it. I hate
little
it so much.
Little swampy.
Bill Dagher, we appreciate the information. Thank you for visiting with us today.
All right, thank you. Have a good day, guys.
That is AccuWeather meteorologist Bill Dagher. Only three 100-degree days last year. That's handle
crazy.
That. But when
like
we get like
more.
Five in a row,
yeah.
I'm done.
I did get in trouble yesterday from a texter because I asked our AccuWeather meteorologist if people should stay home if they can today.
And it seems like they did.
The texter said that I'm the reason why people just don't want to work anymore.
Oh, is that right?
and they're not coming to work.
You're the reason I don't want to work anymore. I don't mean it. I love you.
But seriously, like that.
on the way here, there were no cars on the street. I dealt with no traffic coming here.
The MoDOT signs said do not travel today.
Okay.
They said, you know, stay off the roads if you can. So I was just trying to, you know, be kind, follow the rules.
So I was on the way in and I forgot that it was not Monday.
Yeah.
And I thought, is today a holiday? Because nobody was out. Yeah. Everybody's afraid of this storm. Be careful out there, kids. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.